Hey there, welcome to Escapades the Podcast. I am your host, Lorena Hernandez, your transformational coach. Join me in exploring taboo topics focused on the five drivers of empowerment. Welcome back to Escapades. Today's topic is self-care. When we think about self-care, which is like wellness, which is a topic that is very in nowadays into our work environment, we think about sometimes just eating well or exercising. And self-care is a lot more than that. Why is self-care important for us as leaders? Well, basically and overall is because if I am not okay as a leader, I will not have the energy, the emotional stability, and the clarity of mind to lead my team. Whether your team is a family or it's in a business setting, it is important that you acknowledge the needs that you have and take care of what needs to be done so you can be productive and engaged at your job. So, self-care, as I was telling you a moment ago, involves more than only exercising or eating well. Actually, there are three areas of self-care. We're going to call them PEM. P-E-M. The P stands for physical self-care. And yes, that's where how I eat, how well I sleep, and how much I exercise play a role. The E stands for emotional. And with that, we're talking about how situations at work or in my life, they affect me. Do I have toxic coworkers? Am I working or sheltering in my company a toxic environment? The other component in here important for us as leaders is the workload. Why? Because workload, if it's not properly handled and we don't use all those resources that we have to lay back and chill, it can cause us burnout. If we overwork, then we have work to do, right? But we work too hard or too much, different from when we have a burnout. Because when we are burnout, we are physically and also mentally exhausted to the point that I can collapse or I can have a severe illness just caused by the outrageous amount of stress I'm dealing with. The M from the other physical or three important area for self-care is going to stand for mental. And by mental, we're talking about how much am I working? Because it's important for you to take breaks continuously while you are working and not strive to continuously work like for 10 hours. You also need to be doing continuously check-ins with yourself. How is this affecting me again? Am I too tense? Do I need to take a walk? Or maybe I need some water? Those are things that are important for you. So again, the three areas of self-care are physical, emotional, and mental. And if you're interested why self-care is important for you, just some recent research returned that $300 billion were spent a year just managing the cost, that was the business cost in the United States, just to fight over the the results of lack of self-care. which resulted in people having high blood pressure, headaches, upset stomach, anxiety, and depression, just to give you some. If you are interested in learning more about strategies that you could use in the work site as a leader to promote self-care, not only on you, but within your team, please contact me for the upcoming workshop that we're going to have about self-care for leaders. The information for contact is below.
That wraps up another insightful episode of Escapades the Podcast. We hope you have enjoyed our discussion today. We will be discussing another taboo topic weekly. Before we go, if you have found value in our content, please share it. It helps us reach more people like you. Also, connect with us on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. We would love to hear your thoughts and ideas for future episodes. And if you're interested in scheduling a coaching session with me, the link is on the show notes. I'm always happy to help people achieve their personal and professional goals. Thanks again for living this journey with me. Until next time, keep escapating.